Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Nerk.
Cock as well, Mopsy.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Nerks and a track from their new album, which is called Greatest Hits Volume 1.
Nice.
Rather a grand title. And I got a lovely letter from Luke out of The Nerks, who is a friend of Punky, friend of the show, friend of ours, mm-hmm. and a former chav, of course. And it says, hey Paul, 2x CD as promised. My personal favourite is track 10. Hope you like it. Cheers, Luke. Thanks to 2 CDs. One of them I've kept wrapped and we're going to put it into... I'll probably do a summer competition. I think that's the plan this year. We've been doing well with these comps. I'll do a summer competition when I build up some CDs and T-shirts. So we'll play another track off this album when I sort that out. This one, he said his personal favourite was track 10, so that's what we played, track 10, which is called You Won't Get Me. What I know is, Tony, what is The Nerks MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheNerks?
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B, Internet 0. And I'm quite excited about MySpace this week. Ask me why.
Why?
Well, because we got a MySpace friend ad from someone, so I went on the page and discovered we'd had some comments from people. So I said, right, leave MySpace comments, let's do it. And I think I put something on the Facebook page to that effect, saying, leave my, let's do it, let's have an old school MySpace comments like the old days. So in a week or two, if we get enough MySpace, well, we need five, don't we? I think there were already two or three. So MySpace.com/Punky Radio and leave a comment. Let's do it old school for once. Let's remember. And I did also think, Tony, that if you remember, everyone was on MySpace and then one day they all fucked off to Facebook in one day. Yeah. I've been thinking about it. I think I'm going to blame you.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Because you used to shout, fuck MySpace all the time, and then you fucked MySpace.
Yeah, well, you don't mess with the Tony.
Quite clearly not.
No, I told it, I warned it.
You can bring down a social network. So, yeah, I'd like to do a MySpace. And also, MySpace, even though it's not a social network anymore, really, still the best place for bands to get free websites, which is why we go on about MySpace often. So anyway, that's about that. Now, we're making the show a day early this week, so I haven't had the usual contributors to the show, so I don't have a joke or a poem for you, but do please email paulieb@punkyradio.com titling your email Comedy Suburbs for your jokes or Poetry Corner for your poems. Right, going to get on with track two. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Track two this week on this here show from the 99ers off their new album, Move It. We have played one track of this. We played They Came, They Saw, They Rocked. And I thought, seeing as they've got 20 tracks on here, I think we can play another one without too much trouble. And because it's been such a good week, it's been a sort of good week for summer weather and that. Oh, there's a couple of tracks on this week's show that are a bit summery. Some that aren't, but this one is. What I want to know is, what is the 99ers website?
I don't know. The 99ers.com.
No, the 99ersband.com. And 99 is the numeric 99, then ersband.com. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 1. This is Rock and Roll Banshees.
Get a little drink, and I swear that's where I
listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant. Oh, Facebook, you should have a little musical introduction, shouldn't you?
Yep.
Right, you keep talking a minute while I get my out-of-tune guitar.
Yep, so thanks for Facebook, everyone. You know, keep giving us comments. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment if you will. Send us a message, write on our wall, like our page, listen to the intro.
Yeah. Facebook.
That's well out of tune. It's nice, yep. Though.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah.
I prefer discordant.
Yep, so don't forget, leave us a comment if you like. Do it with the Google Plus page, but let's not bother mentioning it. So a couple of comments this week. One from Paddy Roberts, who sent us a message saying, thanks for your genuinely eclectic mixture of great tunes.
We are genuinely eclectic, it has to be said.
And we are great.
Not talking about that.
My favourite podcast of the week, except TMS. I'm not quite sure what TMS is.
Test Match Special.
Ah.
I'm sure it. Yeah, if he's on about the cricket, he's a legend.
Paddy Roberts. Nice,
well,
thank you.
Know.
Okay,
but thank you, Paddy.
Mm.
Yeah, if we're up there with Test Match Special, I'm very happy.
And Tom Boldy's been in touch.
Tom Boldy.
Who says, fuck me. What happened to Tony? Last time I listened to Punky, he was looking for a house, and now he's installing skylights and going to John Williams concerts. Good to see Paul is still the same old legend he always was.
Yes, that's correct.
Tom XOXOXO. And yes. You did reply saying, haha, legend, correct. You hear that, Tony? Legend.
Yep.
I did respond to saying, old legend, he giveth, but he taketh away. So, you know.
Cock.
Well, thanks for the comment, Tom. And you're catching up slowly,
I
guess.
You can't actually have a young legend, can you?
That's true. but a legend implies old, so saying old legend is like reinforcing the fact.
No.
It's really bad.
It's T-minus is making a plus, thus making me a teenager. Thank you, Tony. This is like Torchwood.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Oh, I suppose do you want the outro?
If you can.
I have the guitar here. I might as well for a discordant special. I've got some news about this guitar. Actually, ready?
Yep.
Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks very much.
What's the news?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I want to get on with the next track right now, and I'm really looking forward to this. Do you know what? I thought this was a From the Vaults, because I did dig out my Goldblade Rebel Songs album, which is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked down it, and I thought, you know what? I think we've played every track of this, but I don't think we ever played the last track. And I had to listen to it again, and it's brilliant. We'll talk about them after this. This is Sick World.
Sick, sick world. Sick, sick world.
prairie dogging.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goldblade, a song called Sick World, from their album from about 2005 or 6, wasn't it? Rebel Songs.
Yeah.
That's the last track on it. It's a great album. Everything Goldblade does is great, but this is a particularly good album. Via Captain Oi Records, and thanks very much to Captain Oi for sending us that all those years ago. I don't think we've played that song before, so I'm not officially calling it from the vaults, but great. And Goldblade will be doing gigs this summer. I think they're probably doing the Thingy Festival that I don't talk about anymore.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in August. Now then, so what I want to know is, what is Goldblade's website?
Goldblade.com.
It is indeed. You said that like you visit it every day, my friend. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1.
Mm.
Did you do anything last week?
I talked about the bassist thing last week. I handed the notice in for the flat, but that's today. So we're officially moving out of Robin's Nest in but 4 weeks. Well, 30th of June we move.
That means you're going to have to come up with a new name for the new place.
Yeah. That's just one of the many worries.
I imagine that's not what you're
We've taken all the plaster off the walls, so we've got no plaster on some walls, so the whole thing's just completely gutted now. So in 5 weeks we've got to turn it around. We should be able to do it.
Right.
But yeah, that's the main thing that's happened. The weekend we went biking, actually. First time in 20 years.
Went to Shield Forest. I don't know anymore.
Oh, a beautiful day. Thought we'd try and get out somewhere. Thought we'd go to hire a couple of bikes and go around Sherwood Forest. It was nice. But my arse is quite sore.
So you drove up to Edwinstowe or did you cycle all the way?
We drove to Edwinstowe and then hired a couple of bikes.
It's great going around Sherwood Forest, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I love it. Of course, you've been living there for a while.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
It's around.
I went to Whitby last Thursday.
Ooh.
Yeah, on the way up to Newcastle. Stopped off in Whitby at my mate Andy's hotel, and we've got big plans for that. There's rumours abound that we might be organising a garage punk festival in his hotel. More of that in the future. And while I was there, I also climbed 199 steps to the Abbey in Whitby and unofficially opened it.
Oh, nice.
So, but the old people that I got to hold the ribbon wanted to remain incognito. They didn't want to give me their names. They were happy to hold the ribbon, so it's a bit of an unusual one. I'll have that on the unofficial openings blog in about a week's time, I would think. I also had a chat with my mate Joe, which led to me recording a song at home, there and then, with that out of tune guitar. I wrote the song in 5 minutes, I recorded it in 3 minutes in one take, kept all the fuck-ups in, and then spent 2.5 hours making a video for it, like on a Windows Live Movie Maker thing. So it is on my YouTube page, it's also on my Paulie B blog, PoorlyBee. That is Blogspot thingy, just type that in, you'll find it, or go on anywhere and find it. And it's quite funny. Nice. I don't know whether you managed to have a look, I imagine not.
Not as yet. I've seen the link go up. Is it Modern Comedians or something?
Yeah, that's right.
Not listened yet.
Modern Comedians, Lunging Russells. And I am now inspired to tune the guitar up and go into the studio and get it on my album, which should be out in a month's time. So that's what I did last year. I did other things as well, but that's about it, really. Now, I'm going to get on with the next two tracks in one go.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know how it's summer and that?
It is.
And we've just had a brilliant week here in the UK. The weather's been fantastic. I'm going to Madrid tomorrow morning for a couple of days. So I thought what I'd do now... We've had three punk songs in a row. Admittedly, the Nerks are fairly... I don't want to call them straightforward punk, but they're proper punk. Then the 99ers, that kind of Beach Boysy punk. Then Goldplay with a little bit of ska punk going on there. And then now we're going to take a break and we're going to have two songs in a row from Hispanic... Stomp Volume 1, which came out several years ago, but it's basically two jumpy, dancey Spanish rockabilly numbers in a row. Stay tuned for The Nightmares and Popotitos. But before that, and I'll say this myself, Tony, because you'd have no chance here. Before that, here's a band called Freddy Fano y Los Marihuana Trio and a track called Chico Alborotada. But before all that, what is Freddy Fano y Los Marihuana Trio's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Marihuana Trio.
No, myspace.com/Freddie Elos Marijuana, but not the trio. Freddie Elos Marijuana, which makes it probably be into two, Tony two. This is Chica Alborotada.
Hey, chica alborotada, es un poquito alocada. Y si acaso tú la buscas, te dirá que tú le gustas. Es mi chica alborotada y nunca cambiará. Si la quieres pasear, te pones a temblar, te van a dar las rodillas, ante pantorrillas. Si lo llevas a bailar, baila todo gas, baila rock and roll, te baila tu estabilidad. Chica alborotada, es un poquito alocada, es mi chica alborotada y nunca cambiará. ¡Yeah, yeah! Pasear, pones a temblar, baila las rodillas, ¡ay, qué pantorrillas! Si la llevas a bailar, baila todo gas, te baila el rock and roll, te baila el histamina. Es chica alborotada, es un poquito alocada, es mi chica alborotada y nunca cambiará. Vamos, nena, estate quieta. No seas tan coqueta. Hoy es mi chica alborotada y nunca cambiará.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Para todos vosotros, cabrones.
Sus piernas son como un par de carricitos. Cuando una fiesta la lleva a bailar, sus piernas flacas se parecen quebrar. Popotito es un primor, pero baila que da pavor. A mi popotito yo le doy mi amor. Cuando allá de frente se parece volar, a mí su universo nunca va a llegar. Con popotitos me quiero casar, de aquí en adelante la voy a alimentar. Popotitos no es un primor, pero baila que da pavor. A mi popotitos yo le doy mi amor. Bailo rock and roll y no da pena con la luz del sol. Es tan delgada que me hace pensar, plena lluvia no se va a mojar. Popotitos no es un primor, pero baila que da pavor. A mi popotitos yo le doy mi amor. A mi popotitos yo le doy mi amor.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Nightmares and a track called Popotitos. I got, anytime I attempt Spanish, I end up saying it as funny as I can because it makes me laugh, that language. My apologies, Spain. Now then, we are just about to talk about gigs, but before we do, did you watch England v Norway?
No, I did watch the Eurovision.
Well, no, I was going to say, did you watch Eurovision? England v Norway, because
yeah.
We beat them twice.
Yeah. No, good way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. We beat Norway twice on Saturday. It was great. Up yours, noggies. Oh, and I went to, when I went to Stansted last week to drop off Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was walking out of Arrivals, I thought, do you know what? I fancy a Burger King. And I sat down, I had a Burger King, and while I was sat there, a girl walked over and said, hi, Paul. I went, all right. And it was Helen and Aidy's daughter.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, that's right. They'd just come back from Turkey. And she went, how's it going? Yeah, good. Had a bit of a chat. It's a small world.
Well, it is.
Small world indeed.
Jeez.
Right, then. Have you got any gigs?
Yes.
That means it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 Bar.
Yes, it is. Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street and it's still in London. Do check it out if you are looking for something of the music persuasion. We're going to do Friday to Sunday again. So this Friday, 1st of June, Alternative TV, The Long Decline. Yeah, Long Dicks and Shag Nasty and The Pukes. It's a London Calling night.
It has to be a London Calling night.
Mm.
Had to be, assuming with that lineup.
Call the police.
Yeah, I know. I've been expecting them. I think it's all gone now.
How much do you think it is?
6 quid.
It is.
And everything's pushed back today because of the bank holiday.
Ah.
Because that would normally be on Saturday.
Yes. On a Saturday, it's Eruption Records night.
Heavy.
So there is Excure Heeks, Tirade, Cast Iron Jaw, and Lucky for Some, and Crimes.
Oh, sounds a bit folky.
Yes.
6 quid.
It is.
Come on.
And on a Sunday night, Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers,
brilliant.
Empress of Fur, and Southern Discomfort.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Sounds a good night. How much do you think it is?
Does it say who's put that on?
No.
Because that's on a full-on rockabilly, psychobilly night. Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers, I've seen, they're great. Empress of Fur, we've played them on the show before. I've only got one track by them, yeah. It's called Johnny Voodoo.
Yeah, no, there's no name on it at all.
Yeah, from years ago that came out. And they got back together a couple of years ago and just started doing the odd gig here and there. Don't know the other band. Go on, I'm going to take a punt and say 6 quid.
It is.
Yes, come on, 666. Paulie B's done the bank holiday devil weekend. 3 great nights. 3 different genres of music, 3 great nights. You've got no excuses. If you're in the London area over the weekend, go to one of those shows. Brilliant.
That's it, though.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar. And if you have got a gig that you'd like us to promote, do go in touch with Tony. Or you could do what Steve Hooker did. Steve sends me flyers through the post.
Oh, nice.
And he sent me a flyer that I've just picked up saying, Steve Hooker, birthday hangover session, Railway Hotel South End, free admission, 2 p.m, stripped down stomping band, Sunday 20th of May. So, a little bit late there, Steve, as it goes. But anyway, thought I'd mention it. If you are a Time Lord, why not check it out? Right, let's do another song, shall we?
Okay.
This is a band that, once again, sent this through a couple of months ago. This is from Keith Grave. Hey Paul, here's some old school punk by USA band Found Dead in a Trunk for airplay on your podcast show. Again, we've played one track of it, going to play another right now. I really like this. What I want to know, first of all, what I want to know is, what is The Nightmares MySpace page?
myspace.com/ The Nightmares.
How are you spelling Nightmares?
With an N. NITEMI.
Yeah, all right, yeah, not the conventional spelling of Nightmares. Which makes it Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 2. What is Found Dead in a Trunk's MySpace page?
myspace.com/ Found Dead in a Trunk.
It is indeed. Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2. This is The Mortician.
I'm
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was found dead in a trunk. We are going to play another track off that album in future weeks. I wonder if I've got what the album's called here. I'm not sure I have. Hold on, let me just see as I fiddle about with my CD stuff here. And I can tell you it is called Fried Demon Sessions. That's what you're looking out for there. That's the album in question. Found Dead in Trunk, Fried Demon Sessions. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Just house and work. Got a big work deadline coming up, and with the notice going on the flat, we're going to be cracking the whip and getting everything done. But bathroom's being delivered this week, and the stairs are being delivered to for the loft to be fitted next week.
Excellent.
So, more of that. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to Madrid tomorrow to see my mate Russ for a couple of days. Could get a cheap flight. So we're going to go to Madrid and have a look round on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to go to Toledo, I think. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm sure the Spanish pronounce it a different way. Interestingly, for me at least, I've got a relative who is from Toledo, Ohio. So by going to the proper Toledo, I can take a photo of me by the sign going, up yours, this is the proper one. You know, any excuse to piss off a relative, really.
Oh, yeah.
I get back Thursday night. Friday, I've got my comedy show at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, which will be absolutely brilliant. Saturday night, we're doing the latest Dolly's Barn Party. It's a Dolly's Queen's Boobalee special.
Nice.
With burlesque dance, stand-up comics, etc., etc. And then on Sunday, I've got a gig in Stone Market, but I don't know where. That is my week. That's pretty full on.
You don't do anything for the Jubilee? I think I discussed off air, didn't we? Neither of us are really doing anything.
Yeah, well, the two bank holidays next week, Monday, yeah. Tuesday. No, Monday, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to treat the same way everyone else treats a bank holiday, and I'm going to go out and get pissed, I think.
Nice.
I'm going to do an all-dayer.
Ooh.
There you go. That's my plan for next week.
Excellent.
I'm gonna do three mad gigs in a row, and then I'm gonna throw an all-dayer, having been in Spain. Oh God, I'll be dead by Tuesday. Right, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna play the next song.
Okay,
I've threatened this for a few weeks. This is my favourite track off The Vicar's latest album, I Wanna Be a Vicar, out now on Dirty Water Records. This is really cool, this song. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy Rooftop Blues.
Blues.
You're listening to Gizarro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Vickers Rooftop Blue. I love that song. I just think it's really, really cool. And, like, they're kids. I'll say kids. They're very, very young men. But they sound, that album, entire album, sounds like it could have been from the sort of mid to late 60s. I just absolutely love it. What I don't know is, what is the Vickers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheVickers?
No, MySpace.com/TheVickersUK, or The Vickers Suck, if you will, which makes it poorly be the internet. 3, Tony, 4. After recent weeks, Tony, how are you going to do? There's one left. It's exciting. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Come on.
Thank you for your twat nominations. I still need more. I'm constantly hungry for twat. My year, my tsunami of twat year ain't
it's not
quite cutting,
really
is it?
It's working out, is it?
No. So I need more help. So please do email them through tony@punkyrager.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's simple. They are twats. Just let me know who they are. And that's what Marv did.
Hey!
And so Marv's emailed through. Hi, Marv. He says, my landlord, Eddie Barlow, normally organises work to be done in our flat in the late afternoon because he knows that I mainly work night shifts. Marv's a security guard. On Tuesday, I finished work at 6 in the morning and was in bed a little before 7. At 11 o'clock, I heard some really loud banging and found that the landlord himself was working on the bedroom window frame outside. I decided it was useless trying to sleep through it, and when I went out later, he asked if he'd woken me up, which I said, yes, I only got 4 hours sleep because of you, and he apologised. However, the next day I was running late and didn't get into bed until after 7:30, and was then woken up at midday by them doing more work on the very same window frame. Again he apologised, yet I had work again that night. So for the fact that he did the same thing knowing he would disturb this night shift worker's sleep, even though he continued to work on a neighbour down the same shift window later that day, I am nominating my landlord, Eddie Barlow of Lincoln, as a twat.
Well,
I just think it's fair enough.
He did apologise twice.
Yeah, but doing it the second day, also when on the same second day he worked on a different window further down the street, so he could have maybe reorganised himself.
I just want you to justify this. You Nottinghamshire boys stick together, don't you?
I thought you night shift workers was put together. Because you really hate this.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. I just think we've had bigger twats than this.
We've also had no twats. I'm very happy.
Mr. Defensive.
I love my twat.
Yeah, alright. Thank you very much, Mark, for sending this through. After discussion, we have here at Punky Radio decided it's utterly justified and I don't know what I'm talking about. So go for it.
That's the most discussion we've ever had about twat.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Eddie Barlow of Lincoln
is a twat.
That's fair.
Are you happy now?
Yes, thank you.
Right, please do send your twats in to tony@punkyradio.com. However, if you're a lady and you just want to send a photograph of your twat, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll be happy to have a look. Right, last track this week. This has come through from Manila PR. And hello to Carly from Manila PR. Thanks for sending this through. I know very little about this last track this week other than it's come through and I quite like it. It's by an artist called Ben Dolby or Ben Dalby. I'm going with Dolby, but it could be Dalby. Have you heard of him?
Nope.
You'll know after this. What I want to know is, what is Ben Dolby or Dalby's website?
BenDolby.co.uk?
No, Dalby.net or Dolby.net, but it's Dalby.net, which makes it, sorry Tony, poorly be the internet for Tony 4. And this is Tact.
I wake up in the morning, you're not there. I gotta do another day. I gotta do another day. You don't get so far when you wait around. No, no, no. You don't get so far when you say. You don't care, just a confidential fact. You don't know. there. I wish I could have said I cared. Well, I wish I could have said I cared. You don't get so far when you bite your tongue.
That was Ben Dolby, stroke Dalby, and Tack Tony. Thanks, everyone, for listening this week. Please do email us about anything you can. Please do leave your Facebook comments. Please, if you get a chance and you've still got a MySpace profile, leave a message on a MySpace page, because I'd really like to do a MySpace top five, like the old days, in a couple of weeks' time. Before we go this week, I would like my co-host, Mr. Tony Hearn. I say co-host, I mean the leader, to... perhaps, if you wouldn't mind, sir, oh great god of twat and man who must not be questioned, if you could just let people know about the four internet radio stations that carry this show.
Yep. We are on Hussieskunk at hussieskunk.com. That's HussieSkunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which you can find at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pedunk, which you can find at Pedunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. And finally, the new station on ExtremeMetalRadio.net, which is extreme as an XTREME MetalRadio.net.
Yes, indeed. And we would also, I know we keep going on about this, and we are going to sort this out very soon, but we still want your iTunes reviews. How do people do that, Tony?
Yep, easiest way to review is iTunes. Go to PunkyRadio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. It's all free and simple, so log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
That's about it for this week. If you would like to see Tony this week, I suggest you go around his house. However, if you'd like to see me, you could be in one of the following places. You could be in Madrid on Tuesday, Toledo on Wednesday, Spain and England on Thursday, Luton on Friday, Hitchin on Saturday, Stowmarket on Sunday, and some pub on Monday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.